I want to apologize to people for being a little late today. I was at an event where we had a generous person donate us, be willing to donate a substantial amount of money to the county to help our parks, and I felt it was important to be there and thank him with other members on behalf of the board, so I was running a little late, and I apologize for any inconvenience that may have caused. We're going to start today with Supervisor Romo West amendments, since we had some from Supervisor Stamper and Bowen, and Supervisor Stamper isn't here yet, but I think he's on his way. So we'll start with number A012.
Amendment number 1A012 by Supervisor Romo West.
All right. Supervisor Romo West?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to also start off by adding Supervisors Lipscomb and Broderick, who have expressed interest in also co-sponsoring this amendment with me. This amendment restores the CSP program, the Community Support Program, for the Behavioral Health Division, and is related to the abolishment of the 45 full-time equivalent positions. What I really would like to do within 2014 is to do a comprehensive community survey to find out what services are needed. In addition, in regards to CSPs, I know that these CSPs, Milwaukee County CSPs, have been on the chopping block for the last 11 years. And I really would like to see a report card. I'd like to see these CSPs put up against their private sector competitors so that we can see what the outcomes are. And I just feel this is the wrong time, definitely the wrong time, to be discussing the closure of our community support programs as we move to send more people out into the community. And so I would ask my colleagues, as they have in years past, to support maintaining these community support programs within Milwaukee County. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval.
Thank you. Are there any comments or questions on this? Director Colon?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I just want to clarify a couple of things. This is not a closure. This is just a transfer of our county-run CSPs to private vendors. The outcomes, we know the outcomes, and the outcomes are comparable among our internal county-run CSPs and also our private providers. And it costs a lot more, almost three times more, to run two county-run CSPs in comparison to seven privately run CSPs. So in this budget, you see a savings of about $700,000, but in 2015, we'll have about $1 million of savings that can be reinvested to help us continue to develop this robust community-based mental health system that we need to build as we downsize our facilities at the Behavioral Health Complex. So I just want to say that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I continue to hear that comparison of what the costs are. County Executive's Office shared a document yesterday, which in one chart stripped out legacy costs, but I believe in the cost comparison included legacy costs. But even if we took out the county-run CSPs, you had a dramatic difference in the cost between providers, some providers at $1,200 and others at $5,000. So, I mean, there must be something to account for that even among the private providers. Is it about the acuity of the client served, or what, you know, what there are clearly other factors that are just not being brought into the discussion.
Sure.
And that has troubled me for years. This has been a perennial budget recommendation, Scott Walker and County Executive Abley.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Supervisor Lipscomb, Mr. Chairman. My name is Susan Gottach. I'm the Director of the Community Services Branch, and there is disparity between our contracted providers, and a lot of it is in regards to the unit rate that they are reporting to us. Many of the larger organizations that serve our community support programs, that serve a higher volume of individuals, actually have a lower unit rate because they are able to share costs across a variety of different programs that they actually administer within their organization. So you will see a large organization, for example, like Bell Therapy, which has a unit rate that's at $4,000 compared to a smaller organization like Milwaukee Mental Health Associates, which is a newer provider in the community support program, has a unit rate of about $5,000 per person. So a lot of it has to do with overhead expenses and their capacity to be able to shift, you know, expenses to a variety of different programs that they administer. The larger the organization, the more opportunity that they actually have to be able to shift and to share some of those actual costs.
I appreciate the explanation. I think that's largely what has happened as we've shrunk our program, the size of our program, is that your management costs are weighted on a smaller number of clients. It's also what's happened countywide as we've shrunk our total employee count. Those legacy costs are spread out on a smaller base, which is why our fringe rate is so, it looks so ridiculous, but it's because of what you're carrying in terms of legacy. But I do appreciate that explanation.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Thank you. And then just looking at cost savings, we're always looking at savings, but we're always interested also in our employees, and I have heard of any problems or any the fact that these two CSPs are not getting the job done and not serving the clients to maximum efficiency. Is there anything we can involve in that? Now, you say we're not closing them. I'm not quite confident. We are closing them. We're replacing these employees. You say they have a chance maybe to go to the private sector. Is there any more basis for that? And, you know, when I look at costs and what's going on, and, you know, I've been a supporter, too, of the CSPs and part of case management over the years. I just felt we needed a presence. Everything I've gotten, reports back, and talked to other people that always that this has been done well. Entire case management, you know, trying to keep someone in some kind of a longer period of time with someone to, you know, sort of have someone they know rather than shifting them around. And I think a lot of our clients get a lot of comfortability, that's a good word, with downtown CSP and the south side of CSP. So if you could comment on that, just, you know, the explanation of the money thing, I guess we all got to look at budgets, yeah, okay. But, you know, people are involved also here too, and I guess, is there a plan that we talked about this, you know, this $1 million more for retention of employees? You've got like 15-20% of the pay is going to be left to try to help these employees. And, you know, and I'm not quite sure, maybe someone else has on the timeline here when they're closing, but they're not closing. Maybe I'd like a little more definition of that. And, you know, what our costs will be for these employees who, you know, don't get hired or don't get this transition very fast. I mean, it's kind of a tough time for them, obviously. And, you know, what does base pay or how much we're paying to the employees in this transition time? Because that's in the notes, too. Is that too many questions at one time?
It's a lot. I can answer. Thank you, Supervisor. I can answer the questions just in regards to performance and Supervisor and Mr. Chair. It has never been an issue. Performance of the operated community support programs, they are performing comparably to the contracted agencies that we have. When we do the consumer satisfaction survey, which was just conducted in July of last year, July of 2012, and the report was published July of 2013, customer satisfaction is comparable, and they have achieved and met all the benchmarks, as have all of our contracted agencies. We have a benchmark that we set for customer satisfaction between 70 to 80% that they are scoring at, and they have either achieved or exceeded every single one of the benchmarks that is measured for customer satisfaction. So performance has never been part of the equation in regards to the decision or the request for the outsourcing of our operated programs.
I can't answer the question about retention.
My fault. I wasn't on before. My follow-up about this retention payer, or how
sure.
does that work, and when's it supposed to close?
Sure.
How much time do you use? I mean, will there be an aggressive hiring if this outsourcing would go on? You know, you say, well, it would seem that the private groups need the kind of expertise that our employees have exhibited over time. You talk about performance
Absolutely.
Stuff. So, mm-hmm. You know, have they been told of this or made aware of this? And that question.
Mr. Supervisor, yes, the staff have done that. I mean, I directly supervise the individuals that are running and administering both the downtown and the Southside CSP. So I've had discussions with the supervisors of those respective programs. The staff are aware of the outsourcing plan, and the transition is within the first quarter of 2014 for full shift in by April of 2014. But you're absolutely correct in the comment that you made, is that these are all state-certified programs, so you have to be able to understand what the state requirements are for the delivery and administration of a community support program, which actually makes the employees of both the downtown and Southside CSP, you know, probably ideal candidates to hire for the contracted agencies if the outsourcing actually does go through, because the programs and services and documentation all must meet state administrative code in order to be able for those services to be billed to Medicaid.
My question continues to be a financial one. I didn't get an answer to. I appreciate the other answer, but the answer on, you know, we delineate, talk about the savings here. What are the costs involved in doing this too? And I know Mr. Klein, I didn't catch you said, I mean, I missed something, that we're really not closing them. I mean, are we going to keep the facilities? So I didn't understand either. So the two
sure.
questions, the financing and the closure.
Okay. The financing in terms of the savings?
Well, I understand the savings. I have that. I'm saying, what are our costs? I mean, because you're saying you're going to, there's a retention plan like we have for other NBHD. I mean, you talked
sure.
about $1 million
yep.
early on in the budget. How much of it is here?
Sure.
What do people get? What assurances do people have? I mean, you know, are they extremely likely to be hired? Is it a crapshoot, or what's going
oh,
on?
Sure. So, Mr. Chair, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Schmidt, thank you for the question. We do have $1 million retention bonus in the budget. We feel that it's important to have in order to ensure we can retain our employees for these very important programs and services that we have we are providing. So the individuals that are in our CSP program would be eligible for that bonus. We have a 20% bonus and a 15% bonus. For those individuals, and so they will be eligible if it passes through the board in this budget for that $1 million for that package. I also want to mention that we are contracting with a service to provide opportunities to our staff within the different hospital systems in Milwaukee County. So that's another resource that we have available to our employees. We've been in contact with the Department of Workforce Development and looking for retraining dollars and other services that might be available to our staff. I would say our staff are very highly talented, and they're going to have great opportunities within the community. And I think, you know, the private sector would be very happy and willing to hire them.
I do have one more question, thank you, or follow-up, is that what were their, and we'll just stay with the CSPs, because the $1 million is much more than just to the community support programs.
Mm-hmm.
You've got many other employees here with BHD and the downsizing, so I don't know what, so they're going to get 15% to 20% of their base when they leave or they're replaced. So that's what we're talking about, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Based on their salary, they would get each individual, if this happens, they would get 15% to 20% of their base as a lump sum payout.
Of their salary, correct.
Okay. And then if they, you know, you said, because I understand the question from Supervisor Lipscomb, too, and I understand the numbers and things like this, but it just seemed to, you know, you want some kind of role for us here as we're downsizing and have been. These are only two of us. I mean, the majority, I mean, this department's an outsourcing of jobs anyway, and so we're outsourcing the great majority of jobs in this area, too. The only two we have left are these two CSPs. So they're paid. Can you give me an idea of what their pay would be if they accepted a job in the new outsourcing, what it would be compared to what they're receiving now? Do you have an idea on that? I would think you would.
Well, I think it depends on the particular a job. So you have social workers, you have occupational therapists, you have different class of employees, so it would depend on what their occupation is. So to provide that information, we'd have to talk about a specific job.
I guess he doesn't really want to be that helpful. I mean, he could have given an example. He could have said, well, an occupational therapist would make this here and this at a private.
So
but I guess we chose not to do that. Anyway, so we do have several people who have registered. We have Patricia Rogers, 1117A South 36th Street, registering in favor of the amendment. We have Marion Chambers, 3813 North 13th Street, registering in favor of the amendment. Bridget Nathan, 5802 North 43rd Street, registering in favor of the amendment. Ron Hart, 4160 North 67th Street, registering in favor of the amendment. Rosie Carradine Lewis, 4066 North 12th Street, registering in favor of the amendment. Nicole Colazo Santiago, 2844 South Delaware, registering in favor. And then we also have Mike Wilder registering in favor, 7740 West North Avenue. If there are no other questions or comments from supervisors, I think we were prepared to take the roll on this amendment. Neil? Okay. So we have Supervisor Romo West's motion to pass this amendment.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1A010 is approved.
Thank you.
A1012.
I'm sorry, 1A012.
Mm-hmm. So then we'll go to 13.